Good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, do you or does any member of your household... I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. I don't have a house.
Okay, but are you registered to vote?
Yeah, I don't have a house. Pardon?
Are you registered to vote?
Oh, yes, I'm registered to vote. I'm a Democrat.
And thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all.
I'm very, very 100% likely that I'm going to vote.
Definitely. Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or?
Democrat.
And what is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, or Black, Asian, or African American?
I would call it multicultural. I'm a melting pot.
Okay. And if you have to select one of the available options, which one? White or Anglo, Hispanic, African American, or Black or Asian?
I put it, that's a good one. You can put me as Black.
Okay. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the ground track? What do you think?
No, I live in Miami. And what's the question?
The city of Miami are going in the right direction or the ground track? Things in the city of Miami.
I'm sorry, I really didn't get the content of the question.
Okay, well, you said things in the city of Miami, things in general, are going in the right direction or wrong track?
On the wrong track. The wrong track.
And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important: crime and neighborhood safety, affordable housing, property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, corruption in city government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, or growth and overdevelopment.
Can I say all of the above?
Just one. The most important.
Okay.
I know all are important, but the most important? I can repeat the list.
The inflation. Inflation is a problem.
Inflation and the cost of things. Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Daniela Levin Cava. Do you recognize the name, Daniela Levin Cava?
Yeah. That's our mayor. I'm gonna vote for her. I read her. She's very good.
In general, very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion of her.
Very favorable.
The next one, Manolo Reyes. Do you recognize the candidate, Manolo Reyes?
Not favorable. Not favorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat.
The next one, Damian Pardo. Do you recognize the name Damian Pardo?
Damian what?
Damian Pardo.
Oh, Damian. No. I don't recognize
never
the
heard
name.
Of? Okay. The next one is Joe Carroyo. Do you recognize the name Joe Carroyo?
Oh, yeah, I recognize Joe Carroyo, yeah.
Very favorable or somewhat?
I would say very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, okay. The next one is Eileen Higgins. How would you rate Eileen Higgins?
Eileen who?
Higgins. Do you recognize the name? If you don't recognize the name, just type the number.
No, I don't remember.
Never heard of. Okay. The next one is Donald Trump. How would you rate Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
The next one, Miguel Gabela.
Don't recognize.
Never heard of. The last three, Christine King. Do you recognize the name, Christine King?
No.
Francis Suarez?
Yeah, I know Francis Suarez. He's the Miami mayor. Yeah.
Somewhat. Very favorable. Somewhat favorable, correct? Or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable. Somewhat favorable.
And the last one, Kamala Harris. How would you rate Kamala Harris?
Very, very favorable.
Thank you. And we're almost done. We have 45%. Thank you for your time. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Kamala Harris.
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely I'm voting for her.
When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterward, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency. Okay, I will read you the referendum, okay? And then you tell me if you will vote yes or no. The referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for City Commissioner and require continuous residency in the City of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes, I'm in favor of the referendum. Yeah.
Okay. And definitely or probably?
Yes.
Definitely. Okay. And the second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amendment authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million for Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving bidding, and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing 10 park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing infrastructure and other public benefits? If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
And definitely or probably yes?
Yes.
Definitely. And the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amendment to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive bidding, and authorize at no cost to city. $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office, and expand public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Yes. And definitely voting yes or probably yes?
Definitely voting yes.
The reminder of this survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. And we're almost done. We're 75% now. Thank you again for your help. The first one is reducing the overall amount of development. Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Definitely approved.
Allowing office space to be included. Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved with that?
Definitely approved.
Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Definitely approved.
The next one, all at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Definitely approved.
Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay? Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Approved.
Strongly or just somewhat?
No, definitely approved.
And the last two, a $9 million contribution to affordable housing.
Approved. Definitely approved.
Strongly, okay. And the last one, selling 3.2 acres of leasing property to tenant at appraised fair market value.
Definitely
strongly
approved.
Okay. Thank you. And you will now be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This is basically a last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. This proposal will update an already voted. We're almost done. This proposal will update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion for the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. So now in this, now that you have more information, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
Definitely vote yes, or probably yes.
Definitely.
And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? The one thing you like most?
I don't understand the question.
What is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
No, well, I think about the progress for the city, or the for the residents.
Okay. And something else?
No, that's about it.
And you will now be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island, and where this is the last part of the survey. Afterguards, please indicate where the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal.
Very convenient.
Okay, I will review just four, okay? The first one is, this proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. That was very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buoy influence and corruption city hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. That was very convincing, somewhat not so convincing, or not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
The last two, this proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. That was very convincing, somewhat, or not too convincing, or not at all.
Very convincing.
The last one, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami residents cannot afford. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all.
Somewhat convincing.
Just somewhat, okay. And you will now be giving some statement in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. And again, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all. And if each will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first one, this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project. That was very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all.
Not so convincing.
This proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used toward important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. Very convincing, somewhat not so convincing, or not at all.
I'm not convinced.
The next one, this proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering, in addition to 1,000 more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs. That was very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all.
Somewhat.
And just three more. This proposal will result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to build. Very somewhat convincing,
somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
And the last two. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. Very somewhat, not too convincing.
Somewhat.
And the last one, this proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access to Biscayne along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last part of the survey, now taking into account everything you just heard, if elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Definitely or probably yes. After all, probably yes. And the last few questions for classification purposes, and we're done. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
In the 2020, okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Liberal.
Very liberal or just somewhat?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, from college, a college graduate, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.